Meanwhile, across the Caribbean, at least three dozen people are dead in Irma's wake. Officials are struggling to get aid to the region's islands, devastated by what was then a Category 5 storm. In the British Virgin Islands, thousands were left with no electricity or shelter. That's where Penny Marshall of Independent Television News picks up our coverage.
These Paradise Islands now look like an alien landscape. Nature has been scorched, every tree on the island stripped of its leaves, and the infrastructure has been destroyed, every building on the island blown apart.
Most every people have their part of their home destroyed.
Felicito Moses survived by hiding in a cupboard. His house did not.
So what were you doing when you were in the cupboard?
Praying to Almighty God for this one piece to stay around, to shelter, to save us.
But now all hope is with the British, whose help has just arrived. Royal Marines are spreading out across the islands to re-establish order. Extra police have also been flown in from other parts of the Caribbean. And if there was a delay getting help in here, there is now a clear urgency about trying to get it out to those who need it most. But those who can't wait are desperate to fly out to safety. Families are sheltering at the airport, waiting for places on planes that so far haven't come. Heather Robinson and her baby son Luke are waiting. They've lost everything.
I mean, our house literally got sucked away from around us.
You have nothing left. Everything you own is gone.
Everything.
This is all that's left of your home.
Their entire worldly possessions have been reduced to one black bin bag. They nearly died. Luke survived strapped to his mother.
You must be desperate to get out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really scared. We went through our rubble and found some, a thing of peanut butter and some crackers and biscuits and stuff, but that's not going to keep us much longer. And
this pregnant island restaurant owner is also desperate to get to the safety of Britain.
I'm not able to help right now, so I may as well get out and don't become a problem. If I go into early labour, then someone has to look after me, and that's not fair.
Those who had little here now have nothing, and those with more are worried about how long the recovery is going to take and how much help they're going to get from the British.
With most of the island's tourist marinas also obliterated, this place has lost its main source of income too. The pace of the aid operation is picking up, but the planes need to come back again and again if this British protectorate is to get the help it needs to recover.
That was Penny Marshall reporting for Independent Television News.